Good afternoon. Welcome to Gillette Stadium. It's Sunday and week 5, Gray. Broncos, Patriots, both teams sitting at 2-2. And today, it's a little warmer than it was the last time the team was here in January for that playoff loss. I think it was single digits. I'm still cold from that game. But today, it's not raining yet. Rain is supposed to move in just before kickoff. And Broncos are here getting ready. Guys will be out here warming up not too long from now. And I think you look around, and if anyone who's watched television this week or been to DenverBroncos.com, you've seen this has been built up as Peyton Manning against Tom Brady. It's going to be Broncos-Patriots, but these are two really good quarterbacks that a lot of folks are going to have fun watching today.
Well, it's the 13th time the two quarterbacks have faced off in their career, and the first time since 2010. And it's something that a lot of the nation has been looking forward to, but Peyton really stressed that this is not just about the quarterbacks, it's about the teams. And Jim Leonard, safety, who used to play for the Jets, so face off against Tom Brady plenty, echoed that and said, one important thing for the Broncos to do is to get pressure on Brady with just four guys so they can have as many guys back in coverage as possible.
Another guy who's played against both quarterbacks and now he's a teammate with Peyton is Justin Bannon, veteran, been around the league for a little while. He said this week in the locker room that these two quarterbacks really do remind him and a lot of defensive players they're very alike, they're similar, they can do a lot of the same things to confuse the defense. Here's what Justin said this week as he and the D are getting ready for Tom Brady.
To me, the mental aspect of the game, how they control the game, you know, their poise in the pocket, you know, they can almost at times just take the game over and just conduct a show out there. So at the end of the day, you know, like I tell the guys, it's about us coming out, doing our job, and just focusing on our keys and what we have to do.
That's Justin Bannon in the locker room earlier this week at Dove Valley. And I think one of the big themes all week, Gray, obviously, was trying to string some wins together, trying to stack some wins and play and practice a lot like the team did last week. We'll hear from Peyton Manning here in a minute, but all three phases contributed. They want to build off last week's win.
Well, really, that's all it is. Against the Raiders, the Broncos, in all three phases, really contributed to the win. The offense put up 37 points. The defense was forcing three and out after three and out. David Bruton got involved on special teams, nearly blocked a punt, got his hand on it. It only went 2 yards. And Eric Decker this week said it's that contribution from all three phases of the game that if the Broncos want to be a championship team, they need to put together week in and week out.
Peyton Manning made a point when he addressed the media both post-game and this week on Wednesday that the week of practice was efficient, it was productive, and he thinks that directly contributed to why this team won last week. Here's Peyton Wednesday from Dove Valley on how he's getting ready for this defense, and he knows they got to be efficient.
We need to build off last week's win in all phases of the game. You know, I do think the one thing we did good last week is played well as a unit, you know, fed off one another. Special teams caused a turnover. Offense took it in and got a touchdown. That kind of thing. You're going to have to – all three phases need to play well when you're playing against the Patriots. And it's got to be a 60-minute game. That's something they've always done a good job of. They won a lot of games there late, and so we need to be well at that aspect as well.
It's Manning touching on getting touchdowns, being efficient in the red zone, and also staying on the field on third down, which he did a good job last week, and they're going to kind of need all that. They said they will need all of that today against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Well, Peyton said there's not much he can take from the previous 12 times he faced off against Brady's Patriots, except one thing. When you're going up against the Patriots' offense, you better be ready to put up points yourself because New England never struggles to light up a scoreboard.
Kickoff today is at 4:25 Eastern. You can see the game on CBS for those of you in Denver watching back at home. And, of course, for all the coverage you need pregame, during the game, after the game, DenverBroncos.com. We'll try and get as much on the site postgame before we do make that trip back to Denver. Hopefully the rain doesn't get too bad. We'll see how it holds up. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the game.